Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to part 20 of your faith positive Ramadan reminders with me, Abdullah. Today's is titled It's Not All Kumbaya. And I'm going to be touching in this edition or this episode on the importance of cautiousness and wariness. Despite the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the Prophet of Rahmah and the Prophet of Mercy and the Prophet of Forgiveness, despite the fact that we've been enjoined to have prophetic character, la tathriba alaykum al-yawm, we've been told to forgive, we've been told to forget, we've been told and we've been encouraged never to hold grudges, etc. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam constantly prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection against those who wanted to harm him. Now what this means is that we should be nice and we should be kind and we should be unjudgmental, but we must always seek protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we be wary about the evil that exists in the world. So it's not all kumbaya, not everybody wants to give you the best as you want to give them. So that was taught to us in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam seeking protection via the Mu'awwazatain, Surah Falaq and Surah Nas, but also from another dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say to Allah Almighty, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min jari su. Allah, I seek protection in you from an evil neighbor. وَمِنْ زَوْجٍ تُشَيِّبُنِي قَبْلَ الْمَشِيبِ, from a wife or a partner or a spouse who causes me to grow old before my old age. وَمِنْ وَلَدِي يَكُونَ عَلَيَّ رَبَّا, from a son who become a master over me and lord over me. وَمِنْ مَالٍ يَكُونُ عَلَيَّ عَذَابًا, and from wealth that becomes a source of punishment for me. وَمِنْ خَلِيلٍ مَاكِرٍ, and from a cunning friend. عَيْنُهُ تَرَانِي, his eyes and his gaze is upon me as if he favors me, like how a friend would look at me. وَقَلْبُهُ يَرْعَانِي, and in the meantime his heart is plotting and planning against me. إِنْ رَأَى حَسَنَةً دَفَنَهَا, when he sees something good, he's quick to bury it. وَإِنْ رَأَى سَيِّئَةً أَضَاءَهَا, and if he sees something bad, he spreads it. So that was a dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to make, and that is indicative to us that despite Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam having compassion, despite Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam being forgiving, despite Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam having husni zan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was aware, was conscious and wary that there was evil around him and there were people who didn't have the best of intents towards him. You may ask, Abdullah, how is this something that is faith positive? Well, it's absolutely faith positive in this regard. It's not all kumbaya. Don't walk around the world totally blind, feeling that you have to be good and kind under every single circumstance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made us aware that there are people who pretend to be our close friends, but their hearts plot and plan against them. When they see good, they'll bury it. When they see bad, they're very quick to spread it. And if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could seek protection from this type of deceit, then obviously we are to follow. Until next time, fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.